This is Akashvani, the news read by Navanita Adhikari Srivastav. India launched Operation Brahma today to provide assistance to Myanmar, the earthquake-hit neighboring country. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal informed that the first aircraft carrying 15 tons of relief material reached Yangon this morning.
Early hours of today, we launched Operation Brahma. The first aircraft carrying 15 tons of relief material took off at around 3 a.m. this morning from Hindon Air Force Base. It reached Yangon at around 8 a.m. India time. Our ambassador was there to receive the relief material, and thereafter he handed it over to the Chief Minister of Yangon. These 15 tons of material comprise tents, blankets, essential medicines, tarpaulin, sleeping bags, gen sets, solar lamps, food packets, kitchen sets, etc., also essential medicines.
The first C-130 sent to Naypyitaw has reached this evening. The NDRF team was received by the Indian ambassador. External Affairs Ministry said India is the first to bring rescue personnel in the capital. The airport is still not fully functional after the earthquake. The NDRF team will proceed to Mandalay early morning tomorrow. Addressing media at the special briefing, DIG NDRF Mohsen Shahidi said the next 24-48 hours will be very crucial. He said they look forward to a very active involvement on ground. Commodore Raghu Nair, Indian Navy, said they have 4 ships prepared for humanitarian assistance and disaster relief operations. 2 ships, INS Savitri and INS Satpura, have sailed and will reach Yangon on Monday morning. Meanwhile, the death toll in Myanmar has crossed 1,600 following a powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake. The country's military-led government said in a statement that 1,644 people have now been found dead, while the number of injured has risen to 3,408, with 139 still missing. Most of the fatalities are in Myanmar's second-largest city, Mandalay, which was closest to the earthquake's epicenter. In Thailand's capital, Bangkok, which was also hit by earthquake, 10 people have been found dead and 101 are still missing. President Draupadi Murmu has emphasized for adopting a lifestyle which is conscious and sensitive towards environment so that it is not only protected but also made more vibrant. The president stated this while inaugurating a national conference on Environment 2025 at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi today. The 2-day event has been organized by National Green Tribunal. The president added that environmental protection and its promotion will be possible only through continuous activism based on awareness and collective efforts of all. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to the people on the eve of Chaitra Shukladi, Ugadi, Gudi Padwa, Cheti Chand, Navre and Sajibu Chairoba. In a message, the president said that these festivals celebrated at the onset of spring season symbolize the beginning of the Indian New Year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 120th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR News website and the News On Air mobile app. India-US trade talks in New Delhi concluded today. Commerce and Industry Ministry said in a statement that both sides have come to an understanding on the next steps towards a mutually beneficial multi-sectoral bilateral trade agreement with the goal to finalize its first tranche by the end of this year. India Meteorological Department has forecast the rise of 4 to 6 degrees Celsius in the maximum temperatures in northwest India from tomorrow till Wednesday. Odisha is facing extreme heat wave conditions with temperatures likely to go up by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over the next 2 days. Across the state, the rising mercury continues to impose utter discomfort. Table tennis player Manav Thakkar made history by becoming the first Indian to reach the semifinals of World Table Tennis Star Contender event this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.